moving along now to our next feature. Now, last week's desecration at the Mowbray Makbara has certainly sparked a huge conversation around cult phenomenon in Cape Town. And we've seen, you know, a lot of conspiracy theories doing the rounds on social media. Now, the MJC consulted with a religious symbolism expert at UCT on last week's occurrences whilst police continue their investigation. Joining us online this morning, the head of communications at the MJC, Fazlin Fransman, joins us now. Fazlin, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Now, you know, as we know, the police are still busy with their investigation, but take us through the assessment by Professor Uka, you know, the head of religious studies at UCT. What exactly were his findings?
I think, Sabira, it was firstly very important for the MJC to consult with the external experts on this. Obviously, I think everybody, the photos have been making the rounds, and so people have been seeing that there was kind of some level of strangeness with regards to how things were put out and just the level of thought that seemed to go into the type of desecration that took place. It wasn't just, you know, kind of just destroying things there. There seemed to be some level of thought. And so the decision was taken internally that we need to consult experts on this matter so that we can understand, one, what is the motif behind this? What are the motivations? And two, so that we could possibly aid the police in determining who the perpetrators were. And so I think that was the motivation in terms of speaking to the religious studies department at the University of Cape Town, and specifically with the head of department, and consulting with him on that. And so I think, you know, based on his findings, I think I think just to summarize it very, very simply, is that obviously it was inconclusive. And it was inconclusive because there were various levels of different types of symbolism that were placed across the cemetery. And so you could interpret that in a myriad of ways. One, for example, is obviously this happened very close to Halloween celebrations. And that within itself, obviously, is also a, you know, something that could be something of concern. But then that is countered with, for example, the large cross that was placed with almost more than, I think, something like maybe 30 or 40 headstones that were placed in a particular order forming a cross. Now, you could determine the cross either ways. Obviously, you could determine it a cross in terms of Christian symbolism, or you could invert it and look at it if the cross is upside down, for example. It could have some sort of satanic meaning. So it was very difficult, I think, for him even to tell us conclusively this is A, B, or C, just in terms of who it was, and that is because of the multitude of different symbolisms that isn't necessarily attached to one particular religion.
Will the MJC be seeking a second opinion, Fazlin?
I think that is something that has definitely been discussed, because I think it is important, specifically on this matter, and also for the families involved to get some sort of level of understanding of why something like this took place. And then over and above that, to aid the police in their investigation, because I think it is critical that we do, you know, try to understand what the motivation was behind this, because it could be very easy for us to say, because, for example, there was a cross, it might mean A, or because it you know, it's close to mean Halloween, it might mean B. But I think that is an inconclusive exercise to draw, especially at this early stage. So I do think the consultation with other experts will take place, also perhaps with other universities within the province, and that is something that certainly has been discussed. And so I think it is something that we will do going forward, simply because I think that we need to get to understand why this took place, and if there, for example, is some level of Islamophobia within the motif behind the desecration of the cemetery.
Now, I've read the report. You know, it's neither here nor there. There is no real conclusion, like you mentioned, inconclusive. But do you think, you know, Professor was trying to be cautious due to the religious sensitivities around this matter?
I think in this instance, caution is probably the best thing for us to do, without apportioning blame outrightly. I think one of the things we will do is also engage with him directly in conversation, and I think that's also very critically important. And kind of also unpack his thinking and thought pattern in terms of why he came to the conclusion that he came to. But I agree with you with regard to the religious sensitivity around it, with regard to the fact that obviously this was committed, towards Muslim graves, and there's a Christian symbol there. I think, or what would be perceived? Let me reiterate, perceived as a Christian symbol. We have to be very, very careful in terms of just apportioning blame or saying that it is, something. And so I can completely understand his caution in advising us to be cautious about interpreting these symbols. But I think it is important, though, that being said, it is important for us to come with different levels of theories and conclusions, because I think it also makes us aware as a Muslim community in Cape Town, just in terms of what level of aggression there might be against the Muslim community. Because, as I said, this was a very, very coordinated, well-thought-out execution, and that's just based on the fact that it was so detailed, and it must have taken an extreme, a lot of time to place all the gravestones in a particular order, to take them off and, do all of these things. So there was some level of thought that went into it. And I think the fact that it was that, or it perceived to be that coordinated, we have to at least try and come up with a number of theories around who the perpetrators are.
Now, of course, following last week's desecration, we understand that Neighborhood Watch members also found some sort of hideout on the mountains where items from the graves had been stolen. Has the MJC been able to determine whether that was linked to the desecration of Mowbray Mokbara?
We haven't obviously independently been able to determine that. Obviously, it is something that I know that has been handed over to the police, and the police have certainly taken up that within the investigation. So I think also we need to allow the process from the police's side to unfold, and based on that, I think we'll also be able to make some levels of determination. But I think the fact that was found, and that there is some level of outrage, even with what has been found, I think that is it's an important step in getting us closer to finding some answers.
Fazlan, and finally, has the MJC been able to discuss the concerns around the safety issues with the Mowbray Cemeteries Board?
Mm-hmm. I know Sheikh Riyad Fattah has been engaging because he's the head of the MJC's cemetery committee, and he has been engaging quite extensively both with the Mowbray Cemetery Committee, but as well as the City of Cape Town. And that is just looking at what type of mechanisms across the board need to be put in place to ensure that the sanctity of these places are protected. I mean, if we look at it from the flip side of it, I think it was last year sometime, we saw the desecration of Jewish cemetery. I think it was in Wellington, and there was an outcry. And secondly, the City of Cape Town actually acted by putting in place a perimeter or a sturdier perimeter with regards to that particular cemetery. So I think there are some level of lessons that we can draw when these things happen, irrespective of the faith of who is affected. And I think that is something I know that Sheikh Riyad Fattah is taking forward, because it is a place of sanctity, and we need to make sure that these places are respected and protected.
Fazlan Fransman, we thank you for your time this morning, as well as comment on the matter. Go well.
Okay. Shukran. Salaam alaikum.
Salaam rahmatullah. And that was Fazlan Fransman, MJC spokesperson, speaking to us this morning.